الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We try to explain that in this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has shown so much of love for his bandas that something which was very necessary for them, that is for them, that is also in the love of Allah that he prescribed for us, fasting and everything else also. And we should, Allah give us tawfiq, sometime or the other, whichever time is suitable for us, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for everything, for everything, for everything that he has made for us. He gave us Iman, Islam, he gave us the Quran Sharif, the month of Ramadan. All these are the absolutely great best ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. He bestowed it upon us. All the ni'mats of deen especially. Then dunya's ni'mats also. But deeni ni'mats are the greatest. Whatever Allah has bestowed us with, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all those. So Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon us this fasting, which is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And the main is the spirituality of it. That side, the ruhaniyat of it, that is the main. Together with that, we won't be able to exhaust the physical, the bodily benefits that we also gain by fasting. And another also, by fasting, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, one of the great benefits is, at least we get some idea of those people who don't have food. When we stay without food, then those people who do, we still know that by iftari time, a whole meal will be ready for us. Meal according to our desire and our taste. But those people who have got no idea when the next little bit something will come to them. And this little staying hungry of 12 hours, 20 hours, still can't give us, but at least some idea we can get. So that is also a very great benefit that we come to know what the condition of those people are who don't have food. So fasting was also a great ni'mat. And because it is a bit, what is many things which are good, Quran Sharif says, عَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. There are things which are good for you, but you dislike them. There are many things which are not good for us, but we like them also. Like, for example, everyone will know chocolates, sweets, all these things are no good. And for our children, we'll want to stop them, but we ourselves, we are eating. So there are many things which are not good for us, but we have them. So and there are many things which are good for us, but we dislike it. To be disciplined is an extremely good thing, but the nafs doesn't like to be disciplined. The nafs likes freedom in everything. Discipline of the eye, restriction in looking, which is very good and very important, but the nafs does not like it. The nafs wants to be free. Discipline in our speech, what we talk, that also is very, very important, but the nafs does not like it also. The nafs just wants to speak. So there are many things which we do, which are very good for us, and we dislike them. So roza also, staying away from our food, one of our main things in our life, Allah made it that we enjoy our food, and all the other freedom that we have, but the nafs does not like it. So Allah made it, brought it in such a way to us also, that it is fully acceptable for us. May Allah give us the tawfiq. So it only shows of the great love of Allah Ta'ala for us. And roza itself, where Allah Ta'ala says, roza is for me. I will give the reward of roza, which also shows the great love Allah Ta'ala has got for roza also, and for the fasting person. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on the discussion that when a person keeps roza, then because of hunger, a little unpleasant smell also comes from the mouth. When a person is hungry, the mouth gives off an unpleasant smell. But and the question of making miswak to remove that smell and not between the Shafis and the Hanafis, Hazrat explains all that, and then he says those who know about love, they will even the unpleasant smell of your beloved is also beloved to you. Whatever is of your beloved is beloved to you. So this roza, which comes with that little bit of that unpleasant smell, if it does make it, then, but that is also so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala loves the smell, and Allah wants that smell also from the people who are keeping fast. So it is only about love, the whole ayat and roza and our whole deen. The deen of Islam, Allah loves it. What a great deen. And when a person gets this deen, not only in name, but the reality of this deen, he will realize that there is no greater ni'mat. And the sweetness of iman, we hear for many amal, about the sweetness of iman. And what is iman really? That you totally hand yourself over to Allah Ta'ala. The reality of iman, that your nafs you don't follow at all. Fully only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is why we are here, to try and bring that within us. And we get that iman and that Islam, and then it will come into us. And then again, this ayat also speaks of the great benefits of fasting. And the benefits are so many, like for example for taqwa, for our ibadat, the rewards of ibadat are increased so much. Then for example, du'as which Allah Ta'ala gives in this month. So it is only goodness that is abounding to us in every way. And as we had explained, and may Allah put it in our heart, that our worry, our concern, our maqsad, our object must be that we keep the fast, and that is that we actually are keeping fast, not only staying hungry. That is very important. For that, the ulama have written in this ayat-e kareema, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O my beloved ones, my dear ones, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Roza has been made alaykum, on you, roza has been made faram. They say that this is roza of everything, fast of the eyes also, fasting of the tongue also, fasting of the ears, every part of the body. Not just a matter of staying away from the three basic things, our food, our drink, and becoming intimate with our wives. Not only that, but fasting of all these parts. So that is when the roza will become what we call a roza, we call it a psalm, we call it fasting. Otherwise it will be staying hungry, which is clearly explained in the hadith, that a person who backbites, who lies, etc., then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who commits sins in his rozas, Allah is not in need of his staying hungry. So he was just staying hungry. He wasn't fasting. Fasting is actually when we observe that. And just like, hopefully sometime we will talk on that also, so that it all comes in us. And all this is just a revision. And also, shaitan, our arch enemy, many times he will come to us. You have heard this many times already. You have heard it over and over again. Now you still, what more are you going to get? And in every field this is. Not only, like for example, some people will say, there is a jamaat that has come, they will be having bayan. So we will say that, what they are going to say? You must give time. We know that already. That and I am not in a position to give time, or I don't want to give time. What else they are going to say? This is all the deception of shaitan. If we go anything, we see for example the Quran Sharif, we finish our 30 suparas, and mashallah some brothers have already made how many khatams already? Brothers who came here before, from the time, who are spending their 40 days before Ramzan started, 3 khatams already. And other brothers also. So after that there is no 31st supara, no 32nd, or for 50 years of my life I'm reading this Quran Sharif, now something else. Or like also in the Jamaat, some people who are not in the Jamaat work and who don't understand, who are the outsiders. And also this is also the people who are inside, they know the value of things. And but the advice the people from outside want to give. And Allah make us also that we don't get influenced by outside people. And this is explained so well by our ulama also, that in namaz, with jamaat namaz, if the imam makes a mistake, and somebody who is in the, who is following, he corrects the imam and he gives a wrong correction. He thinks he's correct, but he made a mistake. The imam took the wrong also. Still the namaz is not broken off everyone. But somebody from outside the namaz, who was not part of the jamaat, he corrects. But he corrected correctly. And the imam took it. Everyone's namaz is broken. So Allah make us understand that whatever we are in our family, in our organizations, in our institutions, those who are involved, their views, their opinion has got value. And people from outside, they don't know the reality of things. So we listen to them, but the main is those who are inside. So this is also very important. So anyway, this Rosa, this, what was I saying? What was I saying? Anyway, this, repetition. So like in Jamaat, they say many people who are not like in Jamaat, they say, how long are you reading Fazail-e-Amal? You have read it, how many times you have completed it? But you have to keep on repeating it. Keep on repeating it. And the same is with our Quran Sharif also. The same is with our namaz also. And in fact, namaz, which is all the time repeated, our Surah Fatiha, which is called Sab'a Mathani, those seven ayats which are repeated oftenly. So all this repetition, where one answer is, our amal hasn't still come on it, so we have to repeat it. But really, it is the more we repeat something, the more it comes into us. Repetition is the best teacher. How much a thing is repeated, so much it comes into us. And the Quran Sharif, the whole Quran we repeat. But in the Quran Sharif, the story of Musa alayhi salam, the incident of Musa alayhi salam, is repeated so many times. The people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. How many times it is repeated? How many in different ways the different laws are repeated? Taqwa is repeated how many places? So all this repetition is very, very important. So when Shaitan tells you, we have heard it again. We have heard this already. So we don't have to listen. Now that is a great ulama explained to us, our ustaz told us, whenever somebody starts telling you something and you know about it, don't have that mood also, and don't say, I heard this already, I know about this. Listen, there may be something else which you did not know about. And every time how somebody says it, a different blend of it, a different way of it comes to light also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam story, incident, Allah has mentioned it so many times. So if a person feels, I read it already. But everywhere there is something different. And of course for the Hafiz al-Quran, the mutashabihat in all this. That there it was this word, there it was this word, yeah it is this, yeah it is that. For a Hafiz it is also challenging all the time, the mutashabihat with all the different incidents. And as in reality also, they are great lessons. So repetition is a great benefit. And like that, don't tell somebody, I know about this. And don't block our minds also. That now I know the next what is going to come. Like many times what is being said, now we know exactly what is going to come. Perhaps word by word. And some people, mashallah, especially our ulama, I remember one particularly, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullahi. Any anecdotes also, any incident also, he would repeat a lot. And Allah make me mark at the beginning when we should go to in Hazrat Mufti Sahib's majalis in Deoband, then I should think that just to pass time, Hazrat is just telling us the same thing again. And he just, very much later I realized what tarbiyat was in there. And in that repetition, how lot of tarbiyat there was, nurturing ourselves, making our Islah. We just got the idea, but the actual Islah still hasn't even started. But this repetition is of great benefit. So when shaitan comes to us, and shaitan comes here also, shaitans have been chained up, either it is the major big shaitans, or they have trained us so well that now even if they are chained up, still we carrying on doing what they want us to do. So when that thoughts come to us, that this I have heard already. No, tell myself, I must still listen very attentively. It is very important. And how much we are going to repeat, and then we will realize for ourselves after a lot of repetition, then we will realize it sometime. Just as we heard now in Fazail al-Quran, that there are many readers of the Quran Sharif who read, but the Quran curses them. Now, they are perhaps not aware of it. Like the example is given, like a person is lying, he's in the habit of lying, and he reads that Allah's curses are on the liar. But he doesn't still realize that I lie. Now, for that realization to come, a person will have to listen about lying how many times? And listening is not as effective as speaking. When a person speaks, still he doesn't realize I'm a liar. A person will speak, give bayan of many things, but he doesn't realize I'm so much at fault with this. Our great ulama, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, for example, used to say, whenever I speak, I on my own weaknesses I speak. So if we listen to that talk, we wouldn't think that Hazrat has got this weakness, but he is at that level, that even that, like for example, lying, to this extent it comes in the hadith, that you heard somebody say something, and you quoted it also, you spoke of it, you didn't verify whether it's the truth. That is enough to have you written as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. But we wouldn't think of that. Many jokes we make, and we know if we are lying in there, but we don't take I'm a liar. And that's a major guna, even in that joke, that we have spoken a lie is a guna, a kabira. So much so, we might not be aware that we might sit here on the mimbar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are giving a bayan, and in there also we are speaking a lie. We say somebody said this, when somebody didn't say that. It's a lie we are speaking. There are a lot of things that we don't understand. So this repetition has got great, great benefit. And when the reality strikes, that is by the fazl of Allah, but with this repetition. Our namaz, fajr, every day throughout their lives is going to be two sunnahs, two faras. Zohar, Asr, all the namazes. Every year Ramzan will come and it will be the same rozas. Every year the zakat. And also, very strange, that when it comes to our worldly things, then we don't find any objection with repetition. For example, how I want my egg. When I get married, I tell my wife how my mother should make my egg, I want it the same way. Your mother made your egg for you for 25 years. Now you still want the same egg in the same way. And everything else also, everything you want it like that. And there we have no objection. And as somebody has said, that when the Maulana was going to give a bayan, so they told Maulana, what you speak, we know. The same things you're going to repeat again. And some ulama, mashallah, start the bayan that I'm not going to tell you anything new. There is nothing new. Deen is only one. It's no new. And a person who comes with new things is dangerous. The same deen, the deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and that old deen, that is what is valuable. And if you coming from something or from out of that, then that is very dangerous. So it's only muzakara all the time. Only repetition. So they told Maulana that you're just going to speak the same thing. So he said, today I'll give different bayan. So he said that up to now we were eating whatever, our vegetable, our meat, our dar, all the things. From now we don't eat that anymore. Now we will start eating the branches of the trees. We'll start eating stones, etc. We'll start having weeds, etc. So something different. Up to now, women were giving birth to children. Now we're going to change the whole thing. Now men will give birth to children. All that. Everything different. We were walking on the ground with our legs. Now we're going to start walking on with our heads on the ground. everything different. We know it doesn't. Everything is the same. What our grandparents did and their grandparents and our fathers, we're going to do, and our children we expect also. If we are on the same right way, we want them to go on the right way. And if they come with any way, you came out with this now. Where this new thing you came out with. And that is what is bid'at. New things also in deen. If we want new things, those are innovations. They are bid'at. They are cursed. Bid'at are cursed. They are doomed for the fire of Jahannam. So the old and everything as it came out to us from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from Allah Ta'ala, that is what has got value. So Allah give us that tawfiq that we listen and that we speak and that we bring it about. The more we will speak about it, deen we have to give. In Jamaat we learn, you must give da'wah to 20 people a day. You're not going to give any new da'wah. It's the same da'wah, the same thing exactly. You're going to call to the same Quran Sharif, to the same hadith, to the same sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there is our complete success. So, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon us, a shari'i fiqhi roza, according to fiqh, will be that a person from the time of Subah Sadiq until iftari times, he refrains from food, drink, and from being intimate with his wife. That is a roza. And it will be said that he kept his roza. But the actual roza is when we keep it with all the conditions of roza. And that is now when we will get the benefit of roza. A few examples to make us understand. If a person does business, but he doesn't make a profit in his business. If, for example, buys for 5 rand and he sells for 5 rand, perhaps he will be the busiest man in town for a few days. And after that, he will be the first man out of business. Because he can't pay his overhead, he can't pay, he's making nothing out of the business, he's selling the cheapest. But he will be a loser completely. So, just like that, if we keep roza, just an example, somehow for us to understand, and we only fulfill the farais, our farais will be fulfilled, but we won't be making a profit in that roza. And because we don't make that profit, so many of us, we go out of business. We go out of keeping rozas. There are so many people who just keep few days rozas, then they don't keep again. Few days we come for Taraweeh, then we don't come again because we did not make the benefit. If when a person, today, business people, and this is an old story, there is also nothing new. All the time business people say there's no more fun in business. Now the receiver is so hard on, he's so strict, every point he catches you on. And now there's so much of competition. So many other people are doing. There's so much competition. You have to cut your prices all the time. There is no more fun in business. If that was the case, why are they still in business? All are still in business. And they're still going and doing it full time. Because they know they are making profit in that business. They are making it, but this is just in man's nature. He likes to speak like that, which is not good. MashaAllah, there are many people, you ask them out, Alhamdulillah, business is going very well, Allah shukar. That is the correct attitude. Not always to say that business is no more how it used to be. And like we're complaining all the time. Now there is no more any for now. Workers also are a problem. And the customers also, you can't satisfy them. There is no enjoyment in business. But they don't give up business. They carry on. So we also have to all the time, what the commands of Allah Ta'ala are, we must fulfill them. So in this also, when we make the profit in our rozas, so to say, that is we will enjoy rozas. And what are the profits? That when we keep roza as is required, and then we will get the one is the great, what Allah has promised, taqwa. And when a person will get taqwa, and he sees the fruit of taqwa, and it came because of rozas, then he'll know the value of rozas. How great rozas, fasting are, and what the great benefits of fasting are. So all the rozas, ulama have written, that we have to keep rozas of 6 things besides what are the 3 main farais of roza. We have to keep roza of the tongue also, that we shouldn't speak anything wrong. or anything that displeases Allah Ta'ala. Roza of the eyes also, we shouldn't see anything which is haram, which is undesired. Yeah, again, how many of us, we might feel, I don't look at any haram, whereas the whole day we are mixing with human, we are looking at TV, and yet we will feel, I'm not doing anything wrong, because it hasn't dawned upon us. And that will come when this repetition will come, revision will come, over and over in different ways. Then we will realize how much of wrong I'm involved in. Roza of the ears, that we mustn't listen to anything which is haram. And then roza of the stomach also, that we do keep the roza, but this is a roza that nothing doubtful must also enter the stomach. That we are very particular about the food that we eat also. Then the roza of the heart and the mind. And that is, like for example, the sins which are connected with the heart and the mind. The mind, looking down upon people, or fantasizing, and thinking I'm better than other people, all that also. And finally, one other roza, after the roza, no holier than thou attitude. That I'm better than another person that hasn't kept roza. I kept roza in any way like that. So this is very important that we try and bring ourselves to try and keep this roza. If we do keep that roza, the saum, this fast like that, then inshallah we will acquire that taqwa. And then we will know what this month of Ramadan is, what a great boon and what a great benefit and what a great joy roza is. Which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if my ummah knew what is roza, they will wish that the whole year was Ramadan and that they could keep roza. So Allah give us tawfiq that we try and keep this roza in this way, this fasting. That we keep roza of all the parts of the body also. And really that is when we will realize that roza is not only that staying away from food. For us that is a huge mountain in front of us. That we can't get our food. That is a huge mountain. Then we will realize that was nothing whatsoever. But now to stay away from lying. Not only lying to the extent that la ya'ni. Unnecessary talk. How much we talk which is unnecessary. And we are so much involved in it. And it is just unnecessary talk that we have. So that also we have to work towards that. Though it is not the haram of that category, but la yani takes one towards all the makruhat. And that takes one to all the muharramat, all the things which are haram also. So to learn to control the tongue, that is also a very, very great thing. And in the same way, every other part of the body also, to control it. And it is, we can well understand, if for about 30 days we observe the roza like this properly, then what a human being will be made from here. And no matter, we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam worked on the Sahaba. Allah chose him for those people who in the history of mankind we read, they were the people at the lowest ebb. So much so that the rulers of Persia and Rome, who were the two major rulers of that time, the superpowers of that time, they should say, we don't even want to rule over you. We will get other people who we rule over, and they will rule over them. Antum abidu abidina. You are the slaves of our slaves. That they were at such a low level. But Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all this effort of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Ramadan was also a major part of this, and every teaching changed them, that those jo khud raah pe nahi the, auro ke haadi ban gaye. Who were not on the right path themselves, but they became guides of other people. So what an effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This roza, 29, 30 days, really if we observe it, it will also become like that. So much so that a person, like in Jannat, when people, the man folk will go to meet Allah Ta'ala on a day which will be like the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And yeah, in this world, we get taken aback with Quran Sharif Tilawat. Those who read so beautifully. And like in our times, Legion has become Sheikh Abdul Samad, Abdul Basit. What his recitation was, how beautiful. When Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to read, birds used to listen also. Everything, when Allah will read. And by that recitation, ulama explained that like a vapor will be made, like water evaporates, becomes a cloud, outward asbab, as far as that is concerned. This will, and then it will rain down on those people of Jannah. It will be the man folk. And they will become so handsome when they go back again to their palaces in Jannah, the Hurul Ain will say, you are at the wrong place. My husband wasn't so handsome. They become so much more handsome. And they will also wonder that the woman of Jannah, I'm at the wrong place. My wife wasn't so handsome. And that Muthira, the wind of Jannah, when it blows, it will have an effect on them. They will also become more handsome. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, with his recitation, how great is that recitation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So in this month, with all these things put together, and when we, if we go out after Ramadan, the wife also must get surprised that he's not the same man. He's now a complete changed man. If we keep our rosas, she will also say that he was a very argumentative type. Everything he had a problem with, nothing was right for him. Now he has become like a lamb. Now he has become so sweet. He's like an angel. He's like a farishta he has become. Really, if we spend it, it will become like that. And then if we keep the contact within the limits and that, and they also change their lives also. And we will also be surprised. One Ramadan is enough for that. And Allah gave us how many Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunity still. It isn't for all the delicacies at the time of iftari or after Taraweeh, another dastarkhan again is spread out. Again at Sehri time, again all the nice and sweet things. The roza was not meant for all that. Roza was meant that this change comes into our life. That this islah of ours take place. That is what roza is meant for. And all this extras, edibles and things that today we identify Ramzan with all those things. With all the savouries and all the other things. No, that is not what Ramzan is supposed to be identified with. That our food remains what it was as it is. And that this changes come into us. This beautiful qualities come into us. And that will happen when we keep this fast with all those things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become conscious of that. That we realize that it is not just a matter of staying hungry and I finished my roza. It is not just a matter of Taraweeh, I finished my 20 rakat. Or all the other faraz namazes also. But namaz also is a thing which is not, namaz is not an exercise. It is a communication with Allah Ta'ala. And again, it's not the other way out, right out, what some people, they don't make any namaz. They just meditate for a little while, and they say, that is my namaz, my connection with Allah Ta'ala. No, in that form which Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us, it has to be on that in that form. But again, not just the outward form, which is also very great. And in any case, all the matters of deen, just that form of it, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that some of us, about our namazes, Hazrat complains what kind of namazes we make. But Hazrat says that is also better than not making namaz at all. So no matter how our rozas are also, but better is than not keeping roza. As somebody has explained very beautifully, for a Muslim, every step he is doing something wrong. And he's doing so many things wrong. And outwardly, openly, major, major gunas also. But he's got iman. He is all his wrongs. In spite of that, a person who hasn't got iman, who is not a Muslim, he might be having all good habits. He doesn't drink also. He doesn't womanize also. He doesn't gamble also. Nothing. But he hasn't got iman. He has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. So all the things that when we make namaz, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to keep rozas, we're going to make mistakes. Our rozas, our namazas, anything of ours not going to be up to scratch. It's not going to be as it is. But in spite of that, it is better than not making. But on the other hand, not that we become complacent and that anyway, whatever my namaz is, it is after all some namaz, we have to learn to improve it. Our fasting also we have to learn to improve it and make what I'd call the real fast, the real psalm, the real puasa, the real rosa, which we are supposed to have, we have to make an effort of that. So if we can realize that, and this Ramzan, every Ramzan, we try and make the rosa, what is called a true rosa. And all the six things which we have mentioned, inshallah, we will try and explain everyone a bit more in detail. And of course, nobody can do justice to it, and nobody can get the perfection in it. But at least that some awareness come, and we realize that what we are supposed to do, and at least if this can come out of us, that I'm a very good Muslim. I keep my 30 rozas. I make my 5 times namaz. But what is the quality of my 5 times namaz? A Buzurg says that if my one subhanallah comes out right by Allah Ta'ala, I will be very, very lucky. Just one subhanallah comes out right. So, and it isn't just a matter of the pronunciation. The reality of one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah. And if Allah accepts our one la ilaha illallah, our work is done. If Allah accepts our one namaz, our work is done. And we have to keep on trying. That one buzurg who made hajj for 30 years, and whenever he used to don his ihram, and he should say, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, then he should hear that la labbaik, your labbaik is not accepted. After 30 years, his khadim, person used to attend to him, serve him, he also heard it. So he said, Hazrat, when your hajj is not accepted, then why are you still taking all the trouble, spending so much money, going right to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Mina, Makkah, all this you are doing, why are you doing? He says, there is no other door for me to go. I got nothing else to do. This is my only way. And I have to just keep on trying. Then Allah Ta'ala said that 30 years were really not worthy of acceptance. But now we accept all 30 years also. Allah is that great, great kind being. On one occasion, in Fadaila Amal, Fadaila Hajj, Hazrat has written, when they were about those days, 600,000 people who had gone for Hajj. Today, of course, it goes to the millions, the people who go for Hajj. But at that time, one person saw, when he was bain al-yaqzati wan nawm, half sleepy, half awake, he saw like a dream, and two farishtas, angels were coming, and human form, and they were talking. How many people came for Hajj? 600,000. And how many people's Hajj Allah accepted? 6 people. Out of 600,000. What is that point? How many noughts? 1. Or did Allah accept only that? And the rest of the people, he said that because of the barakat of those 6, Allah accepted all 600,000 people's Hajj. So we have to carry on. We come for namaz. I know the quality of my namaz. Each one knows. But we don't know who is in that namaz, that Allah accepts his namaz, and Allah is not. When we go and buy a box of tomatoes, and we see one tomato is rotten, return it again. Bring me another box. But Allah Ta'ala, if the whole box is rotten, only one tomato is good, Allah accepts the whole box also. Allah Ta'ala is that being, as our Shaykh has explained to us, like a person who's selling his fruit and vegetables on the street corner. He sold the best things, people came, everyone comes and takes the best quality he takes. Now at the end, what is he left with? With all the tomatoes that are overripe, that got marks on them, bananas which are overripe, everything now and he also knows this will go now to the animals. There isn't anything, but such a customer comes towards the end of the day and he says, I'm buying that, and how much you sold for the whole day, I'm paying you more than that for this year. For that rubbish sort of it's food, we can't call it rubbish, but that which has got no value, for that I'm paying you more. Allah is that being. How Shaykh explained so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah bought our nafs, and Allah Himself said our nafs is nafs ammara. And Allah, our nafs is lawwama. And if Allah brings that nafs to the other levels, alhamdulillah. But our nafs which is, Allah ma'alusi, our Shaykh quotes, that nafs which is full of faults, and our wealth, which is also so contaminated, and so much of dirt in our wealth also, Allah bought that which is full of fault, and He gave return Jannat, which has got no fault in it. Jannat, there is no mucus of the nose also. New Jannat, that in the morning when you wake up and you make your miswak and your mouth, all the slime and that you feel, there is nothing. Jannat, no toilets also in Jannat. No number one, no number two. Jannat, no sweating also in Jannat. That is what Allah has given. What He bought from us, what He took, and what He gave. So our rozas, whatever they are, inshallah, they also have got great value by Allah Ta'ala. But no complacency also, we have to try. Also, one beautiful example that is given, that we have to keep on trying, We take a ball and we throw it up in the air. It will go up, 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 but at a certain level, it doesn't stop. The minute it reaches the highest it could go, it drops and it comes down faster than what it went up. So in the same way, whenever we feel that now my namazas are in order, now my rozas are in order, or a person, he made ibadat, everything, now he's like an old man now, now he says, I'll take it easy now. Now, Jamaat Namaz also, I'll make Namaz at home. No, that should not happen. This must be, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until mort comes, we have to try. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain this very beautifully. He says, Jannat, mehnat ki jaga. Mehnat ki jaga. Dunya, mehnat ki jaga. Dunya is the place to make effort. Qabr, sone ki jaga. Sleep, we will get in the qabr. Yes, just how much is necessary, we should be surprised with that. Or Jannat, maze urane ki jaga. Jannat is the place for enjoyment. This dunya is not the place for enjoyment. Azhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya. You have took all the rewards of your good in your worldly life. Yeah, we have to make effort, and make effort till mort comes. And the rewards of it, we hope in the mercy of Allah, Allah will give it in Jannat. So yeah, continuous effort. Our rozas also, never ever even sit with this idea that my rozas are alright. Others are not even keeping rozas. Or other people in their rozas, what in what day? No, we have to work on our rozas. And one great benefit, we just make effort on roza, and on that Allah is going to give us taqwa. And with taqwa, what and what Allah Ta'ala will open our doors of rozi from sources which we did not expect. Allah Ta'ala will give us, will take us out from every difficulty and hardship. By taqwa, Allah will take us out. But our duty is that we have to work on our rozas for this month of Ramadan. Man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min, that we have to do iman amali salihah. Allah will give falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun. That Allah will give. We just looking at what Jannat will be, what we're going to get. No, we must be concerned, iman and amali saliha. We make effort on our rozas that they become perfect. Allah Ta'ala will make give us the taqwa. And taqwa will make our life of dunya. It will give us the crown of friendship, of wilayat with Allah Ta'ala. And who is a person, is a friend of Allah, he has got everything. So the taqwa we have to, where taqwa will give us that. In the akhirat, a person who went with iman and taqwa is going straight to Jannat. And a person with iman, without taqwa, which means he did lot of wrong things also. If he's not forgiven, he did not ask for forgiveness, and he has to go via Jahannam. We can't even imagine that. Yea, in this world, just the flame of a matchstick, the flame of a lighter, the steam of a kettle boiling water. Try and put your finger in that steam for a second. We can't tolerate it. Something very hot. Sometimes your tea too hot. How we burn. And the drink of people of Jahannam will be that boiling pus and filth and dirt of the people of Jahannam. So how will that be? So this taqwa is extremely. And yeah, Allah is ready made giving us the taqwa in the month of Ramadan. Allah give us all tawfiq. MashaAllah, we have got brother Riyaz's father-in-law. He is going to accept Islam, inshallah. And very, very fortunate. Come forward, inshallah. Riyaz, how are you? Assalamu alaikum. What's your name?
Habib. Habib. Habib
Rakhuch. Who's your name?
Mark.
MashaAllah. So you explained everything already to him. He understands basically. And you will keep on learning.
Yes.
Inshallah. From MashaAllah Riyadh also. From your daughter also. MashaAllah. They've got very good, very good deen. So you will learn from them, inshallah. And then Allah make it a whole family also accept Islam, inshallah. Basically, we believe in one Allah. Right? Only one. Yes. He has got no partner whatsoever. And Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, is the prophet. He is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. He is not the son of Allah. Allah is different. Allah is Allah. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is a great, great, great messenger of Allah. We all have got the greatest respect and honor for him. And we implore that Allah showers his blessings upon him, like Adam alayhi salam till Nabi Muhammad. All the messengers of Allah Ta'ala alayhimus salatu was salam. So he, Mary, Maryam is also the mother of Isa alayhi salam, whom Allah Ta'ala in a miraculous way gave her Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And she isn't the wife of Allah Ta'ala, she isn't a partner, she is not God. Allah is one. There is no partner with Allah Ta'ala. So we believe in that. We believe that there is life after death. Eh? And that life is the real life. This is just preparing for that life. This is not the life actually. This is just for preparing for that. So we believe in that. Aamantu billah wa malaikati, all the angels. Allah has got angels. We believe in them. Wa malaikati wa kutubihi. We believe in all the scriptures. We believe in the Bible also. We believe in the Torah also, but not this one, that which has been changed by people. The original which Allah had sent, we believe in that also. And all that now is one side. Now the final book is the Quran. And we believe in the year after, Yawm al-Akhir wal-Qadri, and Allah has destined everything for us. We believe in that system of Allah Ta'ala, and everything is in the hands of Allah. All the system of Allah, of the world that is carrying on, is all in the hands of Allah. We believe in that. A person has become a believer. Now, just to make it official, you will read these words. What I will say slowly, I will tell them. You will repeat them, and then the meaning also. We will say, you accept that, and then you will be a Muslim. So give me your hand and read now. La ilaha
ilaha
illallah
Muhammadur
Rasulullah. I believe in the one and only Allah.
I believe in the one and only Allah.
And that Muhammad the peace of Allah be Allah be Allah be upon him.
Let the peace of Allah be upon him.
He is the final
and last
messenger
of Allah.
Okay. So now you are Muslim, we are all brothers, we are all the same, and inshallah you will learn your deen further from Riyadh also, inshallah. And Riyadh has kept your name Habib, eh? Ah, mashallah, very good. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. والله the most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, let us remain steadfast in the belief of you, Ya Allah. Let us die with this iman, Ya Allah. Resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with this iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn our hearts away from iman after you have given us this greatest gift, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live as true Muslims, die as true Muslims, be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with true Islam. Let us follow in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold firm unto the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and grant us success in this world, Qabr, Akhirat, and the day of Qiyamah. Let us live forever and forever in Jannah and Paradise. Save us from the fire of Jahannam and the fire of Hell, and from the difficulties in the grave. Ya Arhamar Rahim, let Islam spread throughout the four corners of the world. Give Hidayah to all people, Ya Allah, Insan and Jinnat, Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah. And all those who are far from the Deen, Ya Allah, bring them closer towards Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, except from us, Ya Allah, except from Brother Habib, Ya Allah. He is our brother now, Ya Allah. Let us fulfill his rights and he fulfill our rights, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Shawaya Rahmat and Mercy, Ya Allah. Let not just be the first, Ya Allah, but continuously let people come towards the Deen of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا اقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.